I was kind of wondering, looking at your CV here, how in the world you'd even have time to be the physician editor for the Hospitalist, considering everything you have going already. But I've always wondered, actually, as a writer, what value do you think the Hospitalist and publications like it have to doctors? So the doctors have so much that they can read, so many journals, so many things on the web, and just so many sources. What is it about the Hospitalist that has value to doctors?
I mean, I think it's actually one of the most practical publications available for hospitalists. I feel like a lot of times when I'm reading peer-reviewed literature that says, this is the new drug that's out and it's better than placebo, or this is the new quality improvement program that made things better, I feel like what the hospitalist adds is it's very practical. It's sort of like, okay, this is what's coming for value-based purchasing, or this is the new measures for beta blockers, or this is probably the best way to treat your COPD patients tomorrow. Do X, Y, Z, or think about ABC. I just feel like it takes it down a level and simmers down the fluff into something very practical. And so that's why I feel like it's a very high-yield publication for really busy physicians, and the content is widely applicable. So it's not heavily focused on any specific bed size or any specific hospital type or academic or non-academic, but a lot of it is applicable to the day-to-day practical applicability of being a hospitalist. So I feel like that's where this specific publication brings value to anyone who is putting on a hat that morning saying, I'm a hospitalist for the next year or 10 years or 15 years.
So you're familiar with the Hospitalist. Any changes that you see coming down the line? Changes in emphasis on coverage, topics that haven't been explored. What are your thoughts?
I'd like to utilize the audio files a little bit more, again, for those that like to listen to podcasts or any audio media instead of written word, so that you can appeal to different audiences. And then try to make it as interactive as possible. I mean, one of the things I found that I think is relatively ubiquitous is that, a lot of us in hospitals struggle with the exact same things, and having some kind of interactivity or polls or saying, well, how do you do this, or what do you think about this, or do you think it's a big problem or a small problem, or have you figured this out already? I think there's some value in connecting, even if it's just short little snippets, but connecting better around the country. So it's building interactivity and the accessibility of audio files for those that can't sit and read either online or in the paper version. But as far as content, I think obviously the publication has been hitting a broad array of different topics that are probably relevant to most hospitalists. So I certainly would keep trying to hit whatever comes along the pike as far as regulatory stuff or new ways of doing things, new ways of staffing practices, hiring, firing, contracting, all the accreditation and regulatory stuff. I mean, it all impacts all of us. The nice thing with hospital medicine is that it's as a specialty and as we all work in hospitals, that it's continually changing. So I don't think there will ever be a deficit of content to cover because something's always day to day. Something's always brand new, if not in Washington, D.C., even elsewhere.